All right, what's up, guys? Happy Friday. Welcome to Ronan CrossFit Radio. I'm just setting up a little bit of an iconic sound to get this thing rolling. You'll know it. Get ready for it. Boom. There it is. Real life CrossFit clock. That's the one that sets off the action in here. We're in Ronan CrossFit. I am doing take two of this little podcast today. I did one outdoors this morning. And the audio quality ended up being really bad, so I said I'd drop it again. To start out, I will note that I've had some kind feedback, and I talk too fast. I know this anyway, and I knew that, and I tried to flag it ages ago, but I just get so amped when I'm talking about CrossFit and Ronan. So I did it this morning. I was just nice and slow, did it while I was walking, was all cool, was happy with it, and then I just arrived at Ronan, bumped into Coach Ben. We ended up talking about loads of cool stuff, CrossFit workshops and stuff that we can do, and courses and all. Now I'm pretty amped again, so apologies. I'm going to do my best to hang back on this one. And also work on taking a little break, because that's where podcasts start to sound really nice, instead of rushing all the time. Okay, so to start off with this one today, I'm just going to drop in a little bit of a, I suppose, touch base on the meditation course that I've been doing. If you've been following these little podcasts of mine, I've been sort of talking about this podcast, lessons. It's called Waking Up with Sam Harris. It's a mobile app. And basically, you have a daily meditation. So you hang back, do your meditation whenever you can do it, usually sitting in a chair, home, whatever. There's also lessons on mindfulness. They're kind of tools as to how to integrate mindfulness into your life, which is really one of the important things that I'm really trying to work on, instead of just having this 8-10 minute flow that you go through and then going back to being sort of normal life taken over again. It's about trying to take these things and bring them into normal life. This week, one of the themes that's come through is something that I've heard of before and I have worked on before, and it is something that I keep in my mind. It's called metta. M-E-T-T-A. It's from, I think it's Buddhism. But essentially what it means is, in the meditation, in during a meditation, there is a real structured practice of metta. But if you can take sort of little bits from it, it can be effective. And the idea of the way I've integrated it into my practice, into mindfulness practice and into my life, is take a person in your life. It doesn't have to be somebody, a partner, a friend, any, they go through different levels of people, someone you dislike, someone you like, all this. But I just take usually people, I don't really heavily dislike anyone, but I'll just take random people. They have been the most random of people that I just may have been talking to that day or whatever. And I'll spend a bit of time thinking about their life, what they do, their family, whatever it is. I just wish them well. I hope they get that job. I really hope they get that job. I pictured him smiling. I pictured him succeeding in whatever it is. It's happened with people in this gym. This person really wants to do this thing, and I just picture them doing it, and I can see how happy they are when they do it. So the idea of it being, I suppose if you're believing a bit of a sort of hairy-fairy hippie-style thing, you could believe that the sending out those positive vibes may potentially cross the barrier of life and feed them and help them in their life. You could believe that. I do believe that. And also, from a more selfish perspective, if you are spending time consciously being kind to someone in your mind, if you're spreading kindness and being hopeful and picturing smiles and wishing happiness upon a particular person, then it's genuinely, I'd say, impossible to be negative at that time, to be, cranky, whatever it is, and, you know, insert negative feeling in there. So it's a nice one to do. It's a nice one to practice on, and it can kind of change your outlook on life, really, if you spend a little bit of time every day just being kind to people. Today's episode is going to be around some, again, this is all stuff that's on my mind in CrossFit, and if you're in CrossFit, you should have the Filthy 150 on your mind this week, because your coach or your box may have just signed up a team of four for the event in November. The Filthy 150 started as a local throwdown, rough around the edges, the usual, the way we liked it, the way we still like it, rough around the edges. This is CrossFit. But it's just got bigger and bigger every year, more professional, more slick, more equipment, more, everything is just more, more, more. Western Airport was taken over. This thing is massive, already massive. Then enter the involvement of the official CrossFit brand. CrossFit have got involved with the guys. The guys have got involved with CrossFit, and it's going to be a CrossFit sanctional event, CrossFit Filthy 150. Amazing news. Amazing news for the guys involved. Amazing news for the Irish CrossFit community. And I mean, I personally know Jamie and Darina and MC Nev and anyone. I've been up and around with the guys. I know a good few of the people that have been involved, Georgia, all those people. And my meta for today, for this podcast, is I want to send out positive vibes to all those guys for all the work that they've done and all the work that they continue to do and the challenges that present themselves with these type of things. These events, it's very easy as a consumer or as a client to kind of just expect. And I do it all the time in all businesses that I walk into. I want service, I want this, I want slick, I want that. But when you kind of get a look in behind the scenes of business and what it takes, how much dedication it takes to pull off these things, you get a real sense of just a real respect for the work that people have put in. And the work that crew from CrossFit Swords/BUA have put in to really get this to where it is has just been really just astronomical, and it will continue to be. So my shout out is going towards them guys today. When you're at it next year, take a second to look at it and actually think, this started from nothing. This was somebody having a dream or putting something together and just really focusing on taking the good points of what it is that they like about this, the community aspect of it, the challenges, all of that type of stuff, and bringing it up to the next level and the next level, and then inventing new levels. Bringing CrossFit, that company, to Ireland is huge. For an affiliate owner, for somebody that's interested in CrossFit, you're going to be essentially, you're going to be have access to, and if you're competing, you're going to be on the floor or in and around the same camp as some of the best, fittest athletes in the world. Highest level CrossFit athletes. And that's insane. I spent, actually, to do with the same guys, the same crew, I spent a bit of time last year with Sam Dancer, Carrie Pierce, Jen Dancer, and I brought them around Ireland. I had the pleasure of bringing them around Ireland, showing them the island, and it was fantastic. But these people, they're cut differently, physically, mentally. It's Carrie Pierce, I'm all about like the samurai thing, the ninja thing and all that. She's the closest thing to an actual real life samurai ninja that I've met. Spent a bit of time talking to her in different little traditional Irish bars. Bit of a session in the background, bit of trad. I'll have a pint of Guinness and Carrie will have a sparkling water. And she'd tell me all about her training regime and just the motivation, the dedication is just, it's incomprehensible, it really is. And for an average everyday athlete, or, well, don't get me wrong, there's some amazing athletes in Ireland, but for most of us, and definitely our gym and that type of thing, to take the floor with them and to be involved in the same event is like football fans having to get a game of heads and volleys in at halftime at the World Cup and high five with, I don't know, who's a big footballer? I don't know, is Pele still playing football? I don't know, Ray Houghton? I don't know, I don't know football. Okay, so, yeah, big shout out to those guys. The type of people that this event is going to bring, as far as fans are concerned, as far as athletes are concerned, they're a special type of people. CrossFitters are a special type of people involved in their box, in their community. It's a real self-selection of the type of people that you want to get involved with. I can remember saying a good few years back, consciously, I will never work with the public because I hate the public. The public are so annoying. All right, I'm joking, but at the time, all I had as a concept was like being a bus driver or being and just listening to really annoying people. But CrossFit, thankfully, has in some way kind of insulated us from. It's kind of like the type of people that come and stay and throw it herself, try everything on the line and get stuck in and get involved in the community and all that type of stuff. They're different. It's really just found a way to extract the best type of people, I think, anyway. If you think that sounds a bit culty, then I apologize. It's not a cult. The athletes, to be involved, to be on the floor, to see these people. Sam Dancer's arms are as big as my head. These people are going to be all over the place doing amazing things, warm-up areas, all that type of stuff. If you're into CrossFit, it's going to be like Christmas Day. So that's really it for today, guys. I want you to stay positive. Spread some positivity. The skies are blue. It's a fantastic day. It's Friday. I was meant to do this on Wednesday, but I don't think my 14 listeners are going to mind. I think I can postpone it and get away with it so far. Joe Rogan can relax because I'm not going to take him off his pedestal just yet. But just finished up a master's and just got it submitted last night. I'm super happy. And actually, while I'm dishing out positivity their way, it was Jamie that he actually twigged me onto the idea of being able to get a master's. I have no college degree. I have a lot of experience and a lot of different diplomas and courses and that type of stuff. And he alerted me to the idea that I might be able to do this. That day, I went and organized it and did it. And here I am a year later because of that coffee and that conversation. So there's another shout out. But yeah, guys, have a fantastic day. Shout out. Oh, there's my timer. That was 10 minutes. That's a 10 minute cap. And time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.